At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Man, look at those legs. I'm working on it, man. I'm intermittent fasting.
You know who's got legs or had legs? You said yesterday, the late, great Tina Turner.
Yeah. Rock and peace.
The queen of rock and roll.
Yeah, she rocked.
Maybe Jimmy Butler listens to a little Tina Turner in tribute today as he gets ready for Game 5 in Boston.
We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios, Covino and Rich. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection. Over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
And Progressive Insurance, making bundling easy and affordable. Get bundling. That multi-policy discount bundling.
Bundling.
Bundling. Bundling. Combine your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more bundling. All your protection in one place. Progressive.com.
Bundling.
Bundling.
So thank you. I have a few shout-outs. Brian Fenley, it's great to see you, buddy. It's always good working with you. We got such a great team here, such a great family, such great bosses. I was talking to our boss, Don, before. What a guy, Scott. What a guy. Brian, hope you're having fun today. Of course, Danny G. He is on the phones at 877-99 on Fox. It's always good to be with Danny G. He's the guy. He's the top G. And, of course, DJ Ramos. I mean, who brings the vibe harder than DJ Ramos?
Are you resigning right now?
No, man. Oh.
Are you retiring?
Just give a pop.
See you guys later.
And on that note, good night, everybody. Note, I'm starting my Memorial Day weekend right now. Bye, guys. Brian Finley, it's been great working with you.
Pulling a John Morant there.
Figured I'd be cryptic.
He was about to do a hand emoji saying bye.
Yeah, bye, everybody.
Yeah, don't pull a John Morant on us. Like, I love you, Rich.
I
love you,
Danny. Shout-outs? I mean, did you ever watch Romper Room on Throwback Thursday?
Wellness check on Covina.
I see Ethan. I see Bursch. I see Patrick and Shay. I see Spot right here.
You mean Patrick, the editor, who looks like an old... Picture a strongman from the early 1900s.
Yeah, like a circus strongman.
Like just a strong, beefy guy that...
Like a circus sideshow guy?
That holds up a dumbbell that has like the big circle.
That's Patrick.
You know, yeah.
So I'm just giving shout-outs because it's a team effort, man. It's a fun time. And I thank everybody in the car and at home and at the office still, at the factory, the oil patch, wherever you are right now.
Yeah, how about all the affiliates?
All the affiliates?
Look at this. Shout-out to the affiliates.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I'm just getting pumped up for the weekend.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, we'll
give
do a roll call.
Can you shout-out all 200, 300, 400 affiliates or whatever
we'll
got?
Get that. You know what?
Shout
we'll
out
do that.
To the frog.
We'll do that on Monday when we fill in for Dan Patrick. So we're filling in for Dan Patrick early Memorial Day. Join us then. And right now, like we always do on Thursdays, we throw it back. Old school when 50 hits. We're talking about your old school neighborhood games.
Oh.
What do I mean by that? Those all day, all night games of hide and seek. You know, when you're out and about from the morning till when the lights went down, till when the lights went out and you had to get home.
You know, I said there's a couple that came to mind. Let me give you the other two. I said, first of all, the schoolyard game, not to be confused with the different version of the game in college, like I said, asses up, where you threw the handball against the brick wall at the schoolyard.
Again, on the West Side, Danny G said they called it butts up.
Yeah, butts up.
Butts up.
Whatever it is, if you missed butts the up. Ball and bobbled it, you had a run.
What creep invented that game?
Butts up?
No.
Well,
I think we'll call it butts up.
Kids even played it at the bus stop every morning waiting for the bus. If there was a wall, somebody had a racquetball in their backpack or their pocket, and they're like, let's go, butts up.
But I just remember when you spelled out ASS, you had to stand against a wall, arms up, and everyone got a free shot to throw the ball as hard as they could at you. And you're like, oh, please don't hit me in the head. Like, oh.
Yeah, I remember a kid getting hit in the back of the head, and he was crying on the bus the whole way to school.
Oh, so double humiliation. Yep. Cried and got hit in the head. Two other quickies. Obviously, everyone played street football.
Oh, yeah.
Car, you know, yeah. the sidelines
were
the curbs.
From this street pole to that tree, right? Like, everybody had their own rules. It was fantastic.
Smear the blank.
And by the way,
Kick it or stick it or kick it. Did anyone kick?
I know, right?
No one kicked.
No touchbacks. And guess what? The reason we talk about this, too, is because it's almost a lost art. I'm not saying no kids go out and play anymore, but not the way we did. And that's why they're confused as to why did you drink out of the hose? Because we were outside all day.
The other game I wanted to bring up.
You remember how sweaty you'd be just playing all day?
Dude, team hide and seek on the East Coast. Again, it might sound different as a grown-up, but manhunt. So team hide and seek. You'd go around the neighborhood. You'd be hiding under like your neighbor's deck.
Yeah.
You'd be in the bushes. Like, you had to get back to a base. It was team hide and seek. We played that. Lights went down. Lightning bugs were out. After 9 p.m., manhunt.
I thought you were going to say ding dong ditch because my older brother always terrorizing the neighborhood by running up, ringing the door, the doorbell.
We did that at night, for sure.
Now you couldn't do it nowadays because of all the stupid cameras.
No, we used to do Super Ring doorbells ruined that.
As we got older and more mischievous, you know, we would, mischievous, we would take, because everybody had like the same cable company for the most part.
We did the same thing.
We would take the remote control and like turn people's TVs on in the window, and you could see people coming out like, dude, and then we would run, you know? So we would do our versions of that. Hey, did you guys play this game, or was it just me and my friends where you tried to unscramble the Spice Channel? Did you ever play that game?
I think that's a boob. I think it is. I don't know.
You know, when you tried to unscramble and decipher what it was?
No, it's a kneecap. It's a kneecap.
Did you guys have any games that you made up, like original neighborhood games?
Yes, we played the equivalent of, I guess you would say, like, manhunt or tag, but on our dirt bikes. Like, we would go, and you had to get within a tire length of the person. Like, you would chase each other down on your bikes. So it was like bike tag.
That's cool. Okay. No, yeah. Danny G, that's a great question because I think everybody has that. I mean, I made my own wiffle ball rules, my own basketball rules, things like that.
When you played baseball or, quote, wiffle ball, did any of you guys, Brian, Fenley, Danny, did you guys ever stuff the thin wiffle ball bat with newspaper and make it heavy, like weigh it up?
And every different neighborhood had their own little rules like that, or they played with the stuffed newspaper bat. And I didn't, you know, so you had to adjust a lot of times depending on where you rode your bike to.
On the East Coast, did you guys have back alleys? Did you have an alley behind your house?
Not really, okay. But I know the lifestyle
West Coast,
out here.
Yeah, a lot of towns here, especially in Southern California, I know. Like in Rialto, California, growing up, we had a back alley. There were some little badass troublemaking kids down on the other end of the street, and they would stay down there. We'd stay on our end of the alley, and we would gather rocks in our shirts. And it was a game of chicken. So they would be all the way down the alley, and we would take turns throwing rocks at each other's groups. The thing was, you couldn't move.
Right.
It was chicken.
You just like launched them?
Yes. Yes. So your feet had to stay still.
That's awesome.
So
I like that.
I remember a rock whizzing past my brother, and he just was able to duck his head to the side. There was one throw, and I thought for sure I was going to jail for life. One in a million. I chuck this rock. It was a big rock, too, almost the size of a boulder. And it tagged this kid right in the forehead. And we went running. We went inside, locked all the doors, turned all the lights off, and hid.
Man. You're like, I think I killed him.
This kid's mom came huffing and puffing up to our door with the kid next to her. The kid's face was covered in dried blood.
Oh,
you know how Camino depicts his mom as like a protective mama bear?
Yeah, my smother.
Why don't you tell them how your mother whooped a kid in neighborhood's ass with a wiffle ball bat because they picked on you.
Oh, well, I was like eight, right? I was probably like 8 or 9. This kid was like 13, 14. So I was significantly younger than this kid. And, you know, that's how the neighborhood was, though, right? This kid's riding around on a skateboard or whatever. I'm playing jacks on the front lawn, you know? Like, I'm doing something stupid, playing with some pharmacy toy that I got.
A paddle with a ball?
Yeah, I'm, you know, remember those little wooden airplanes?
Yeah.
Right, I'm playing with one of these things. Or those? Remember those rockets that would shoot into the air?
Of course,
filled with water.
Oh, the parachute guys!
I'm playing with my color forms that I got at the pharmacy. This kid comes by and he's teasing me. True story, teasing me like really like 80s bully. He's being an 80s bully kid and just pushing me around. My mom came out, like the radar went off. She came out with a wiffle ball bat and gave him a beat down, dude, and chased him all the way to his house. And he had like welts on his back. For real. Never bothered me again.
Well,
so mom had my back.
Imagine if that happened
today. We
called
that whooping the ass of the bully in my neighborhood.
Is that what it's called?
It was a fun game.
Danny,
it's called, you know what, it was a fun game called Have Your Mom Fight Your Battles.
Yeah, Danny, you brought up the rock thing. I'll tell you just a quickie. This is how I knew I was not, I was sort of, I had moments where I was like, sort of a weak ass. I'll be honest. I was in, there was like a summer rec program at my school where like, it was like a free camp, right, for the local kids in the school. We were throwing rocks, like you said.
Throwing rocks was kind of fun.
The kid next to me took a rock to the forehead, like you said. Gashed him open, bleeding everywhere. And this is like a tough kid. And he started crying and blood was everywhere. I told my mom, I'm like, don't send me back. I did not want to go back to the summer like camp because I was like, Mom, they throw rocks. I'm going to die.
Some of my friends, again, you know, they did some crazy things. Everybody threw rocks. Danny J, it's a fun memory when you look back. And we would just throw them over the neighborhood houses and wait to hear what it hit.
I don't know if there's something. Jeez. I don't know if it's something in genetics or like being a little boy, but my son is 3, right?
It's part of it.
When we walk around the block,
and some
he goes
kids
on
were,
his,
were more mischievous than others.
All my son wants to do, he's 3. All he wants to do is pick up rocks and throw them. Yeah. I'm like, is this just genetically in every little boy? Like, yeah, must throw rocks.
It is.
Must throw rocks.
And you know what that changed over to is my brother and friends in the neighborhood would pitch golf balls to themselves and hit them with aluminum baseball bats.
Oh, yeah. Watch them launch.
And those, of course, would fly through the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
And you would just be listening to to hear where it landed, what it hit.
I know. Dude, it was terrible.
Kavino Rich, I'm thinking about how young do you have to be to play Spin the Bottle? Because I think both of you two were...
7th, 8th grade.
Man, you're horny, Brian.
Wow.
Like, we're talking about, like, wiffle ball.
He's, hold on.
Brian Finley's like, what do you guys think about 7 Minutes in Heaven?
Is that good? Brian, I think you're old enough.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, you should try.
You guys were kings at that, I'm sure, back in the day.
You know
man,
what?
Brian's like
grade.
Teen Wolf in the closet.
You know, Rich has a better story where he had, like, a creepy... Again, some kids were more mischievous than others. Yeah. You had a friend that would, like, try to be hey, ladies, why don't you come over, right?
We would meet girls like the mall or the roller skating rink. When we were, like, 8th grade, my buddy Phil was always such a little pervert, as Theo Von would say.
A little
pervert.
Like Lampwick.
And he would always be like, all right, girls, let's play. I'm going to turn the lights out. Let's play hide and seek. If I find you, you have to kiss me, see? And I just remember being like, good idea, Phil.
Yeah.
And then, Brian Finley, I was I had like pimples and glasses and a mullet, so my game was not tight back then. But I mean, Spin the Bottle, 7 Minutes
your
in Heaven.
Your sweatpants were kind of tight back then.
They were. I'd got them at Modell Sporting Goods.
I think that's more of like a 7th, 8th grade time of year sort of thing.
What was weird, guys, is you remember Heads Up, 7-Up?
Yes. That was a classroom game,
though,
right?
Yeah, but how perverted is that? Everybody puts their head down, and you got to flick the thumb, and then you think, oh, maybe the girl that's flicked my thumb has a crush on me?
Yeah.
Can you read into that?
Yeah, dude. That was the first sign of, like, really reading into those things,
you didn't touch someone you didn't like.
So, wait, I'm actually surprised that everybody, because, again, we're from the East Coast, you're from the West Coast, everybody played like 7-Up in the classroom.
7-Up? Yeah. They must have like a teacher conference. Like, all right, here's the game. 7-Up.
I still love that, though.
Rainy day games.
But here
in Southern California, we called it a smog alert day.
All right.
We couldn't even go outside because the air quality was so bad.
Throwback Thursday, old school and 50 hits, your old school neighborhood games. I'm not, I don't think anyone's going to say this one, and I don't want to claim to be like the old school guy. Yeah, I played kick the can. No, I didn't. But did you guys or did your parents ever tell you or teach you how to play stoop ball? And did you ever play that where you're throwing it against the stoop, against the steps?
And you try to hit the just the...
Yeah, hit the edge, and if it goes over, it's a home run.
No, I never played grounders. I would just throw the ball myself. I never knew there was a game.
Yeah,
involved.
Bro, there was so much involved in that, and I would play it all day for hours at a time.
Rob, who hit us up in San Antonio, he's a little older than us. He said, so dangerous now, but looking back, so fun. People died playing lawn darts. He's like, these things were like weapons.
Yeah. No, I remember those for sure. Again, all day hide and seek, marathons, kill the man with the ball.
Building
right?
BMX jumps.
Oh, for sure, dude. Yeah. Let's go to the phones because we want to give away all the answers. Your old school neighborhood games. Who do we got?
Let's go to Austin in Florida. You're on with Kavino and Rich. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
No, man. We're good, man. Throwback Thursday, getting into Memorial Day weekend. What comes to mind for you?
Yeah, you guys might have just said it, but Kill the Carrier back in the day. Just a football group of buddies just tackling the hell out of each other.
You know, that's the only time I ever sucker punched someone, Austin. There was a kid in my neighborhood. My brother's 5 years younger. So let's say Danny, if I was 13, my brother was like 8 or 9, right? So you always want the, hey, let's get an extra guy. I'll bring my brother. This kid kept roughing up my brother. And I was like a nerdy 13. I'm like, don't mess with my little brother. Like, I was trying to be protective. You know, he was just unnecessarily being tough to a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
And I remember him like, if you do that again. And he's like, what are you going to do? So he tackled my brother again. I went up to him. Sucker punch.
Well, it was
right.
Scott Farkas, right?
I mean, his name was Tim. I remember. I went up to him.
I thought his name was Scott.
I punched him as hard as I could in the stomach. He went, ugh. And then I punched him in the face.
Oh,
he
nice.
He fell. And then I was like, I better just jump on him and be like, ah. And then
you
I
pulled the round for you.
Yeah, I stuck up for my little brother.
You know,
the only time I ever sucker punched someone.
Brian Finley, he'd like this game, I think. You ever play this game?
Brian's like, you ever play strip?
No. Wow. Finley, you ever play this one? Where you're like, you're hitting uncontested like 3-point shots. No one's around. Your friends aren't out yet. But you're saying to yourself, if I hit this one, Danielle's going to like me.
I would always do that.
I would take what you said, and then I would say in my backyard that Danielle is watching me through the trees of my backyard.
You're really creepy.
I think you were watching Danielle through the trees.
Wait, hold on, Danny J. Everybody did that, right? Where you're like, if I hit this shot,
this girl's going to like me.
Jennifer is going to have a crush on me. You know, I think everybody did that, right? How do you think I got my mean 3-point shot? I bet you that's how Steph Curry got so good.
Kevin in Texas, you're on with Kavino and Rich. Old school games from back in the day. What were you playing back then?
What's going on, fellas? Man, y'all are being nostalgic today, brother. Man, I was telling my daughter the other day, man, I have to start for you guys. Nowadays, you can't even let the kids play outside, man.
It's true, man.
No, Kevin, you know, before you give us yours.
It's regional, but
we were
true.
Talking about this recently where, do you remember, like, you would go out and your mom would be like, be home by dinner. I'm not trying to say that was a cool time, but never in a million years would someone
and
tell their
run
kid.
Home because she had stovetop.
No one in a million years in 2023 would be like, all right, I won't talk to you all day. Just be home by dinner. You're texting your kid. Your kid's calling you, FaceTiming you.
I'm taking this from the clip that we played earlier, but they said they had commercials for the parents that had to remind them that they had kids. It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are? Because your parents really, it's not that they didn't care, but that you were out all day. They had to remind you on TV that, hey,
you got kids
outside.
You got kids. Go ahead, Kevin. What
all
you got,
day.
Man?
All day, man. But now we live in the world with air tags and find my phones. It's crazy. Anyway, Austin, by the way, that down here in the South, we call that smear. The can't say that word anymore. But
we remember.
Yeah, but I just remember riding bikes, man, for miles and towns away. And all of a sudden, we're all looking at each other like, where the F are we, man?
Dude, everybody shares that.
Kevin, you just brought up a memory that Kavino, I wasn't going to bring it up, but I will. Because I feel like the fact that you said it, I feel like we could all relate.
He nailed it.
Ramos, Danny, think back. You're riding your bike. Town to town to town.
Looking for extraterrestrials.
You're looking all around. You ever go a little far, a little too far, and you had that like stomach ache feeling as like a 12-year-old? You're like, I'm one too many towns away. Like, my mom I should not be this far away from home. Like, I'm a good hour away on my bike from home. That was a feeling I think we all had. Like, I'm in a town I don't know.
Yeah, and did you have some change for a payphone?
Oh, no. Here's the old trick. Can I give you the trick? You have a collect call from, yes. Mom, I'm at the movie theater. Pick me up. Like,
collect calls for sure.
Yeah, that was the old trick.
That pickup. Did you guys play? Look, we all played, you know, if someone had a basketball rim in their backyard, a setup or whatever, I did. So I would have people coming by all the time. Dude, we would play, I mean, obviously the obvious one's horse. And I know you
21.
would switch that up. Switch that up. But yeah, 21
yeah,
we called it Montel.
We called it Montel in honor of Montel Williams, our favorite.
You can switch it up. But 21 for me was one of the games that I played forever, all day, all the time. And I'm still down. Like, I don't even want to play like a pickup game. I want to play you in 21 still to this day.
Moral dilemma. When I was a preteen teenager, my friend was out of town on vacation. His family probably took him to very East Coast vacation, Danny, like Hershey Park or Sesame Place or Dorney Park. They were away for the weekend. I was playing basketball in his driveway when he wasn't home, and I broke his window.
Oh.
I told him. I was like, Mom, what do I do? She's like, you have to be honest and you know, use your allowance to pay for a window. I had to do that deal. But you're playing at someone else's house when they weren't home? You do that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, you would even jump in their pools if they weren't home sometimes.
Brian in Palm Springs. What's up, Bri?
Hey, Brian.
Hey, fellas. Just listening to Danny G's story just had me cracking up in the car. We used to play a similar game called Rock Wars in the desert in front of our house. And we would have to hide in some forts. And we had a neighborhood friend who threw a big boulder-sized like drywall rock. Slow motion. I could see it just going towards my brother. Explodes on top of his head.
I froze.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, my dad's going to whoop me because I'm the older brother. Sure enough, man, he takes me in and, you know, he handled business. I just couldn't stop laughing because it's hilarious just listening, reminiscing the stories.
Yeah, no, honestly, we all did these things when we were kids. So it is fun to reminisce once in a while.
I got a memory for you. You probably forgot. There was always some family that had a tire swing in their backyard, too. Did you ever have see that? And you just spin around like for so long, and you'd take like the smallest kid in the neighborhood and wind them up like as far as it could go.
All like,
Dude, that was so fun, man. So some old school neighborhood games, things you did when you were just basically trapped outside all day because you couldn't leave the door open.
In or out.
Your parents were like, make a choice. You're either in or out. And you had to be drinking from the hose all day. But those are the best memories we have.
Hey.
And we bring it up because this past week, there was some viral video where younger people and younger kids, they just didn't get like,
why would you drink out of a hose?
Why the hose? It's like, well, because we were outside all day because that was fun. That was it.
There was even pool games we played. Like, do you remember doing the whole thing? Like, you would throw change at the bottom of the pool or collect it. There's a lot
Marco.
Of things. We could go on and on.
Polo.
And, you know, we'll take a few more phone calls. We'll talk some NBA. We'll talk some baseball. I have a theory we'll get to on some MLB stuff going on. But got to tell you, man, we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio. And you want to talk about ButcherBox? Because ButcherBox is – you talk about all the summer memories – Butcher Box is what it's all about. We're grilling Memorial Day, Father's Day is right around the corner.
Well,
plenty of opportunities.
While we were doing all these childhood things, your parents were probably in the backyard grilling up the smell of the grill. And nowadays, it's Butcher Box. ButcherBox.com. High quality meats, seafood, chicken delivered right to your door. So convenient, so awesome. Father's Day is June 18th.
Yep.
So I say get on that right now. Memorial Day weekend. Hey, some grilling, some barbecue is going to be better than others, courtesy of Butcher Box.
I got some friends visiting this weekend from out of town. And I plan on putting some of those Butcher Box steaks on the grill, some chicken, the ribs. I got the big pack of ribs still. So, hey, anything you possibly want, why not give it a shot? You're going to buy this meat anyway, right? It's like I said, it's summertime. So see our show, use that code, and they're going to hook you up. Ground beef for a year for free. Every box plus $20 off your first box. Every box that you get delivered is going to have 2 pounds of ground beef for free, which you can't beat. Go to CR Show at butcherbox.com. butcherbox.com/CR Show. butcherbox.com/CR Show. Enter code CR Show. And again, all the hookups you could possibly get at ButcherBox.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com.
And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Yo, love me some Hall & Oates. I do. But again, I'm not listening to it before game five. Well, I mean, I am, but I'm not playing. You see the difference?
You're out of the game.
But I do love me some Hall & Oates. In fact, one time we had an intern look up Hall & Oates. We're like, hey, can you look up some Hall & Oates for us? They had no idea. They were spelling it Hall. They thought it was a person named Hall & Oates. Like, no, Hall and Oates.
We don't have it in the system. I'm like, we definitely have Hall & Oates in the system. Right here, I'm looking. She was spelling it Holland.
First name Oates. Holland, last name Oates.
So, hey, we're reminiscing on a throwback Thursday, Kavin on Rich.
Live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. And at the end of your first year, Rich, Discover credit cards. Automatically double all the cash back you earned.
Thank you, Discover.
That's right. Everything you earn doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match.
Now, I have that Mike McDaniel Dolphin story I do want to get to before the end of the show, but I was just having really funny chats with Ramos and Danny during the break. We're just, it's fun to reminisce, and I just feel like when we have these conversations about when we were kids, I don't feel like we're the old guy, you know, yelling at the clouds, like, hey, when we were young. It's just a lot of fun memories.
You just want for your kids and the kids today to have the same fun you had. There's nothing wrong with that. And they're having different fun. I get it.
I was asking them a question that I'll ask you and Spot and Brian Fenley. My son is 3. He's riding around the block on his little scooter, having fun, being a little boy. He has his helmet on for safety, which I wouldn't have been caught dead in the 80s. And in fact, if you wore a helmet in the 80s, your friends would have beat you to death, I think. So now it's all about safety. So my kid's all safety. I get it. But if he's going down the hill a little fast, I turn to my wife and I go, I got to let him fall once in a while, right? Because little boys are supposed to get little cut-ups here and there. How is he going to learn if he doesn't realize, hey, I can't go down the hill too fast on my scooter? Is it wrong to let your kid fail like that?
No, I think you got it. Scary, though.
I know, but if he's going a little fast, I'm almost
I think he has to. It's like earning your stripes. Like every kid, all of us here scrape their hands on the pavement, and you're like,
you're picking the little rocks out of your palms.
Yeah, and then they start to bleed and everything. You got to let your kid scrape his hands up a little bit.
Yeah, and Ramos brought up a great point. You were saying, John, that if your kid's like, Dad, I'm going.
Right. Well, when we were kids, I just used to say, Mom and Dad, we're heading out. And they'd be like, bye. And we were just gone. Right. Who knew where they were going, right? Now, when you kids say that, you ask, I always ask them, like, well, where are you going?
Yeah. Where are you going? Right? Who are you, where going, are you going? What's going on?
Yeah, as opposed to, because I would never just let them go out. But maybe that's my fault. Maybe I should just be.
You know, we criticize the kids, Ramos, but A, we're overprotective as parents and older people, and for good reason, man. It's not the same world, it's just different.
Yeah, we were talking about that too, that the kids are in the forefront now. It wasn't like that. When we were growing up, it was about the parents, really.
Yeah, they did what they wanted, and you just sort of went along for the ride. I was saying how, like, your kid might have been stuck at the salon with his grandma under that bowling
alley while your parents were bowling.
Yeah, your parents were in their bowling league, and you sat around for 3 hours.
Yeah, you were to be seen, not heard. And once
that's such a good point, Dan.
Yeah, once in a while, you would have a treat, and it would be what you wanted to do, but that was a treat. Nowadays, the kids really run the show, and I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that we didn't like being treated like third-string quarterbacks.
Yeah,
think about it. Now we're the parents, and we like our kids to be in more control.
How many times did you as a kid fall asleep wherever your parents were, like on the chairs or under a table or wherever they were? You were just like sleeping, and they didn't care. They carried on. Now a parent to back you up is like, we got to go.
Yeah.
Gregor's is getting tired.
It was never Richie's getting tired. It was like, You would pass out somewhere. You would just fall asleep on, like, your parents' friend's couch, and your parents would just
bowling chairs.
Yeah, they'd just carry you into the car and then carry you to your bed. That's what it was.
Old school when 50 hits. Hey. Hope you enjoyed it on a Throwback Thursday.
Brian Fenley, good seeing you today, my friend. Give us an update.
Yes, guys. And by the way, when Covino, you were talking about how your mom beat somebody up, it was sort of like the
Whooped
way Billy
his ass.
Yeah, was it just to the tune of how Billy Bob Thornton in Bad Santa beat up the kid?
Yes.
Just the same way.
Yeah. I still have the visual. The kid was running down the street, no shirt on. Like holding his back.
Oh my goodness. Well, we do have a big game 5 Eastern Conference Finals tonight between the Heat and the Celtics. Tip time is at 8:30 Eastern time. No Gabe Vincent for Miami as they try to close this out in a game 5 up 3-1. Vincent is out because of a left ankle sprain.
Maybe he should listen to some Taylor Swift to get him fired up.
That's right? What I'm thinking.
Yeah.
The healing powers that is Taylor Swift and what her music can bring, which maybe could be something that Michael Block would be interested in, considering that after that wonderful storybook week at the PGA Championship last week, this week, after getting that exemption, is in dead last.
Oh, yeah.
He is in dead last. So he is 5 over through 14 holes. And just to put in perspective how far away he is from first place, well, that would be, let's do some simple math here, 13 shots off the lead. Harry Hall is your leader at 8 under after firing a 62 today. Major League Baseball, couple of games are in motion here, including the Padres, as they are up 5-3 against the Nationals. That one is in the bottom of the 7th inning, and it was a game where early on Padres' Ha-Seon Kim had to leave because he fouled a ball off of his left knee to a point where he couldn't even walk off the field on his own power. He needed help from the Padres' athletic training staff dealing with that left leg injury, so we'll continue to monitor what that potentially is. To finals, Rays over the Blue Jays, 6-3. And the Rockies, they stick it to the Marlins, 7-6. And before I get it back to the guys, a reminder that at the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right, everything you earned doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself. discover.com/match. Double the fun and quite the match. It's Covino and Rich.
Thank you, Brian. You said the Rockies and the Marlins?
Yeah.
What do they have in common? Am I right if I'm thinking that? Yeah, the Rockies and Marlins.
Both under 500?
No. I'm thinking historically, Brian.
Expansion team.
Yeah, same year expansion.
Was it the Diamondbacks?
Diamondbacks were later. After? Diamondbacks and Devil Rays.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
So am I right by saying 93 maybe? So could it be 30 years since we've had the Marlins and the Rockies in the National League? 30 years ago. Time's flying, buddies. All right, Covino and Rich live from the TireRack.com studio. Now, I want to just throw a quickie question at you.
Sure.
As we take your phone calls. You want to take one more quick phone call? Danny, you want to go to Rob in Tulsa?
Yeah, let's do that.
I don't want to keep him hanging.
Rob. Tulsa King, Rob. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking the call. I was born in 76, and I live in Tulsa, so the 80s were the thing.
Yeah. Yep.
The heads down, thumbs up, let's play 7-Up. But what we did, instead of tag, after dark, we'd go to the woods, and everybody'd take their BB guns, and we had a 3-pump limit on the BB gun. If you pumped your gun more than 3 times, because it would hurt too bad, the man in the dark, you just hear those BB guns pumping up like 5 or 6 times, and then you'd hear someone make contact, and man, you knew you hit it when you got somebody in the dark. But that was it.
I love that.
And one more on the collect call. We ought to baby It's a Boy. That was the collect call. If y'all remember that ad.
Yeah, I do remember that one.
Good show, guys.
You made me think of two other things, though. Freeze tag, and we used to play something called TV tag, where when you got tagged, you had to name out a show, like, instantly, or else you got a beat down.
Why do I remember that, too? TV tag was a thing.
Yeah, so, see, these games got around. I don't know how. Word of mouth.
Yeah.
Ludicrous style.
Word of mouth. Yeah. This Dolphin story I want to end on today and take some feedback. So, Mike McDaniel is hanging around, head coach of the Miami Dolphins. He's hanging around courtside at the Miami Heat game, and he bumps into some of the guys on the Miami Dolphins, and the audio, not that great. I was going to say, you don't need to play the audio, Ramos. They're just BSing a little bit about, hey, we're courtside. Hey, where are you guys sitting? Oh, we're behind the bench. Oh, if we had to pay, we'd be sitting in the nosebleeds. They small talk. And then Mike McDaniel goes, oh, what's with that? He points at the sneakers of one of the Miami Dolphins, and they're wearing green and black sneakers. And he goes, yo, I got to represent Boston. But he's on the Miami Dolphins. And Mike McDaniel's like, nah, man, Spoelstra, you got to support the...
Well, I have one question before you go further. Is this guy... Because I saw the video, and I couldn't recognize it, like, without his helmet.
I said the same. I looked it up. Even the comments were like, they couldn't identify.
But is he a Boston guy? Because if he is, then, okay, that kind of changes things a little bit. If he's not, there's no excuse.
Well, the question here is, if you're a professional athlete, you pick the sport, you pick the city, that's up to you. Do you need to support the other sports teams in that city? When you see Christian McCaffrey and Sam Darnold, by the way, who's now on the Niners, he already was hanging out with McCaffrey and some of the guys at a Warriors game. Warriors being supported by the 49ers. You saw Aaron Rodgers. What's the first thing he did when he went to New York? He's at a Knicks game. He's at a Rangers game. But then guys like LeBron James used to get criticized for wearing a Yankees hat when he was playing for Cleveland. People were saying, yo, dude, you're an Ohio guy. You should have an Indians then, now a Guardians hat. So, I know, Danny, if you see Max Muncy at a Lakers game and he's like, nah, I'm rooting for the, Timberwolves.
I mean, if he grew up with that team, I totally understand. But if you don't have a favorite team in that sport, then yeah, you should support the team right there.
Is it?
I agree with Danny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess the thing is, there's two ways to look at it. Do you want your favorite athletes to be fake, or do you want your favorite athletes to rep your city no matter what?
I mean,
what? You
could also have a team that you root for, but you could also root for your hometown city. Meaning, like, support. Not root for, but support. How about that?
Right. Like, right? They're your secondary team.
Right. Like, you said Max Muncy. Right?
Yeah.
He could support the Lakers, but
just,
maybe
just not when they're playing his childhood team.
Yeah. Like, hey, man, I'm here because I support LA and I'm saying what's up to the fans. You can support them, but not necessarily root for them. So there are ways to do it. I don't think you have to, though. So Mike McDaniel, I don't agree with him in this case if he's giving him some flack about that. Again, I'm assuming he's been a lifelong Boston fan or he's from Boston.
Like Pete Alonso. New York Mets superstar, leading the league in home runs. He goes to a hockey game. He's a Florida dude. What if he's like, nah, I'm rooting for the Florida Panthers, not the Rangers. I'm a Florida guy. Should you have to root for the team you represent? We'll take your phone calls and feedback next. Covino and Rich, live from the TireRack.com studio. In fact, TireRack.com, we all know that tires can be tough to shop for. In fact, it can be deflating. TireRack.com, you got fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and that is just the start, my friends.
And did you know they test tires? They got their own test track where they push tires to the limit. Great traction and comfortable ride. They share their test results so you can make an informed choice. So go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive.
Now, if you go there, tell them what you drive, and you're not sure where to begin, try the Tire Decision Guide for a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Shipped fast and free to you or over 10,000 recommended installers with free road hazard protection.
And mobile tire installation is available in many areas. They'll bring the new tires to you at home or at work and install them on site. So go to TireRack.com/sports and see their Pirelli tires.
Oh, Pirelli.
And test results and special offers. That's at TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Back in 10 seconds. Maybe a lot better hit the post. Going back out in front of it is Kachuk. He scores!
Courtesy of the Panthers Radio Network, Panthers beat the Hurricanes game four. That's the winning goal. It's the Progressive play of the day.
Who's that, Gordon Bombay?
Progressive is making things even easier with the pass, with the pass.
If you're playing ice hockey on Nintendo, two medium guys, one skinny, one fat.
Blades. I played Blades of Steel. Blades of Steel. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. I'm talking Progressive. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And Butcher Box. You got Memorial Day weekend coming up. You got your Butcher Box? It's the answer to high-quality meat delivered right to your doorstep. Get 3 pounds of bone-in chicken thighs free in every box for a year, plus $20 off your first order when you sign up now at ButcherBox.com. Nice. Use code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W, for Covino and Rich CR Show. ButcherBox.com, code CR Show. Quick reminder, tomorrow the weekend officially begins, right? And we get you started with some weekend hobnobbing. What you need to watch in the world of sports and entertainment so that you know what's up.
What were the chances? I mean, I'm not asking Danny G to break out the TI-82 or 83 calculator. But the fact that both conference finals in the NHL and the NBA were all 3-0, 3-0, 3-0, 3-0. I mean, talk about anticlimactic considering both had great playoffs up until the conference finals. It's pretty wild when you think about it. Like last night, the Panthers closed it out. And tonight, the Vegas Knights, Covino, could close it out on the road. But 3-0, 3-0, 3-0, 3-0. Isn't that like the worst outcome for both of those sports?
Not one expert in the world could have predicted that.
3-0, 3-0, 3-0, 3-0. Like, come on, man. Now, I was talking to the guys in the editing room.
Talk to anybody. There was a guy passed out on the corner you were talking to.
Rich, that's a cardboard cutout.
Yeah. Rich, that's a statue, bro.
Oh.
So, of course you were. Continue. Carry on.
What I was going to say was that I'm pretty sure.
Just want to do their job. It's poor guys.
So, in other words, Rich was interrupting someone trying to do their job here at Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. Do you think Patrick didn't want to talk to me? It's possible.
Patrick was like, I'm eating my lunch, dude.
Let Rob know that the Odd Couple's not going to have their clips ready for like 10 extra minutes.
Exactly.
Hey, sorry, Rob.
Sorry, Rob.
So, is it unanimous of all the four majors, basketball, football, baseball, hot dog eating. Oh, and hockey, if you want to add a fifth. And tag on ESPN4, if you want to add that.
Oh, don't forget slap contest.
Slap contest, yeah.
Competitive slapping.
Power slap.
Power slap.
If there was a Steve Harvey Family Feud, we surveyed 100 sports fans. Who's the most generally liked player? Is number one Jimmy Butler?
Miami.
Yeah, people love him, man. People love him.
Miami. Miami.
You know, there's a rumor going around.
Can I give you the rumor?
Yeah, give us the scoop spot.
We talked about Jimmy Butler top of the show, liking Taylor Swift. You know who else he might like? Shakira. There's some rumors swirling around.
She said no to Tom Cruise, but yes to Jimmy Buckets.
So she was at game two, and after game two, they followed each other on social media, on Instagram.
Yo.
So there's some rumors swirling
Jimmy Butler
might be something going down.
If he wasn't cool enough already. Shakira.
It doesn't matter what he's listening to. He's got Shakira performing tonight.
He won't confuse those things with mountains.
Yeah, so forget it. Yeah, forget anything I said earlier.
Those hips don't lie, Jimmy Butler.
If that's true, that's awesome because he is a super likable dude, and his story's amazing, and I'm rooting hard for him.
I mean, you know what's funny is like
for Shakira,
Russell Wilson
for Butler
for Game 5.
Russell Wilson went from like likable to like corny. But at one point, I feel like Steph Curry at one point, like, who is the most generally liked athlete where...
When you see the Little League World Series later this year, you're going to hear a lot of Aaron Judges. You are. And I know he's a little maybe buttoned up.
You're a Yankees fan.
No. It's true, though, dude. He's a big-time player that's liked amongst his peers and little kids like him.
Polar Bear Pete.
I know you're such a Pete Alonso guy, but people don't love him the way they love Aaron Judge.
That's why I didn't bring him up because he's.
Yeah, but Aaron Judge is that answer, not just because I'm a Yankees guy.
Yeah, I think a little bit because you're a Yankees fan.
I guarantee you. You want to put money on it?
You don't bet.
I'll bet on this. When the Little League World Series begins,
so
he's the number one answer amongst Little League players.
So let me go this straight.
When they survey little kids, you think they're all going to say the best power hitter in baseball? Big surprise, Steve.
Because people like him,
dude. I'm just saying, in sports, would you say, I think Jimmy Butler.
I'm not denying that. I love Jimmy Butler. He's great.
You know, people like Giannis, but Jimmy Butler's still a little more. People like, they don't really like Tom Brady. He's done. I'm trying to think of who else.
Who else comes to mind?
Jimmy G's handsome, but there's people that hate him.
Nah, Jimmy G's not in this combo. Well,
hey, think about that. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, and we'll see you tomorrow. Enjoy game 5. Danny Ramos, thank you. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Have a good night, everybody.
Goodbye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.